You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. That's Duende from their latest Mezcal. That is the extended version of a song they did on their previous record, and that is Burn This Town. And before that, the Terrible Twos with Goggles off of Horror Vacui on Urinal Cakes. And wow, what a great festival that was this past weekend. Got to check them out along with the Piranhas and a few other great bands. So coming up just shortly, we're going to have a live set by Lizard. They're coming up in just a little bit. But in the meantime, let me keep it going with another band that's going to be performing. By the way, Lizard does have a release show coming up Saturday. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And Dutch Pink will be with Oak Bones and Ryan Dilha. One more time, if you want to call me, 313-845-9676. I got a pair of tickets for Ryan Dilha and the Miracle Men with Dutch Pink and Oak Bones at the Magic Bag in Ferndale. So let's take a listen to Dutch Pink.
Yeah. mescaline. I'll chase that dragon down, shoot him dead, burn him with effigy. My broken band of brothers who ain't afraid of breaking the laws of averages.
All right, I want to remind you that you are listening to WHFR Dearborn, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And live in the studio, as promised, we have the band Lizard. Are you guys ready?
Click, click.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, we're good then.
Ready.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Live in the studio, we have the band Lizard. Now, It's No Lie. Does that one appear on the new one, I take it? Or?
Yes, it does.
Uh-huh. Okay. What is the name of the new release, by the way?
The new release is called No Matter What You Have Done.
No Matter What You Have Done. Okay. And that's going to be available for the first time on Saturday?
Yep. We're going to have some with us on Friday when we go to Kalamazoo. But, yeah, locally, Saturday, we are playing a release show at Smalls.
Mm-hmm.
With Snake Wing, Burned or Buried, and All the Wild Children.
Okay, that should be a great show. Looking forward to it. All right. If you guys don't mind, if you could go around the room, if you got to go up to a microphone, just to introduce yourselves, what you do, and that kind of thing.
Cool. Yep, I'm Anthony. I do vocals and pick on these guys a lot.
It's okay. Come set them up. Josh on guitar.
Yeah, super close.
I'm Larry, way back here on drums.
He's very loud.
We could see and hear him from there, yeah.
Can you hear him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, we're
so
good.
You're good right there if you just stand up. I'm James. I sort of kind of keep an eye on Larry. I play guitar.
He watches over me.
Now, this group of gentlemen that I'm looking at right now, is that who's always been Lizard, or we have newer members?
Yep. It's us, the five of us. Okay. Always been us and always will. Okay. No Lizard without us.
All right. And it was kind of interesting how the band started. It started out as like just a one-off thing originally, didn't it?
Yeah, we got together to do a Halloween show and played as the Jesus Lizard, which is a favorite band of mine and some of these guys as well. Mm-hmm. And it was a few years ago that we did that, and we had a good time while we were learning those songs. We just started writing new songs. We were all in other bands at the time, so we weren't really thinking we were going to try to do something else, but once we played a few shows together, we realized that we wanted to do it some more. So
it was a special project, and it kind of
evolved from
And all of our other bands, most of our other bands fell and shattered into little pieces because of it. Jeremy was able to keep his alive, but the rest of us weren't.
Okay, well, tell Lizard us about your other band for a second, Jeremy.
What's your other band?
Oh, Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band.
Oh, okay, I've heard of them.
Pretty good.
All right. So we'll have to get them on one of these days.
Sure.
And I wouldn't suggest it.
No? That might not be a good idea. Good. And I know Larry, he's in everybody's band.
This is true.
Well, just Anthony's band. No, I'm joking. I play in Wizard Union also. It's a three-piece doom rock, if you will.
Okay.
I thought Samir grew up and you guys weren't playing anymore, is that?
No, I just saw a little hiatus. Oh, congratulations, okay. Samir, by the way.
Congrats to Samir. He's getting married tomorrow. Or he's celebrating his marriage tomorrow.
Yep.
So congrats, Samir, if you're out there listening. Love you, buddy.
And he's going to be a papa for the end of the year, isn't he?
Yeah, buddy.
Wow.
The best thing you can do in this world. Speaking of that, we got Evan in the studio today.
Yeah, buddy.
Flu shot, or Joshua. I don't know if Evan knows his dad by flu shot or not, but... Flushot's son, Evan, is here. Awesome dude. I had the pleasure of getting to know him last weekend. He came camping with me and my son, Anthony. Me and my son, George Foreman. Yeah, it was a good time.
The best.
Now, I know the real names. Which one's Flushot?
This one.
Ah.
Joshua Tefelski.
Joshua, okay.
Mr. Shot.
Mr. Shot.
Where did that come from?
He can't tell you.
Really,
we're in studio.
Okay.
We're on the radio.
Enough said.
Well, we'll talk afterwards.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Okay, so how many tracks are on this new one then?
There's six, right? Yeah. So 12-inch record, three songs per side, three really good songs per side, mm-hmm. and right down the middle, spins around. It's great, man. Six really good songs.
What label is it on?
Self.
Yeah, we put it out ourselves. I mean, it's noted as a Ghost Family Collective production, but that's really a ghost thing. It's not a real thing. It's just, but yeah, that's a little collective that we have that basically was comprised of our old bands, Sharky and the Habit, and what was my band's go? Oh, Jehovah's Witness Protection Program. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and then Lizard kind of became that band for us, and there's a few other people loosely involved with it, but it's really just a close group of friends that, you know, we love like family.
Yeah, we're building an oral history. We don't take too many notes that late at night when we're comprising our vision, so we rely on each other's memories in all accounts. So we practice, play, practice, have fun, just nonstop. And then we have shows, and then we invite people to them, and mm-hmm. they either come or they don't, but they know that we're out there doing it, so.
Okay, so is this the official, first official full release, or?
Yep, first official release. Yeah, we broke up before we could get a record together. And Jimmer's moved out to California for about a year.
That's right.
And we missed him a lot. Begged him to come home
via Skype.
He's back, cool. And we're playing now and having a great time.
Well, that's good. All right, we got something. This is one of the tracks you're really pushing, then. Do it again.
Do it again.
All right, let's do it then.
Let's do it again.
We'll be right back.
won't stay.
It's falling out, money falling out of my pocket.
Live in the studio, the band Lizard here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. This is WHFR FM, the station making waves. All right.
Hi, moms.
Hello, moms and grandmoms.
Hi, Boo.
Hi, Boo.
Thanks for having us out. This has been fun so far. We're glad to do it again. A few
okay.
more songs, you know.
Cool. We're going to play that one three more times because you guys wanted us to play for a while, I heard.
I'm sure we could figure out something. There's no way you could maybe pull out a cover, could you? Jesus Lizard?
Ooh.
It's been a while.
We're trying to stay away from that.
I said that makes it even better. You know,
Flu Shot doesn't like playing covers anymore.
No. Nope.
He's his own man.
Yep.
He doesn't want to play anyone else's parts.
Aw, come on. Maybe after he gets a little more unwound, maybe.
Ooh, Unwound, that's a great band.
Yeah.
There you go, that too. What got you into Jesus Lizard? What's one of your first memories of them?
Well, the first band that I played in, we were looking for a guitar player, and we tried out a bunch of different people. And I played bass back then. This is Anthony talking. And it was like 1994, somewhere around there. And we tried out, we auditioned a guy who loved the Jesus Lizard, who, his guitar sound and everything, the way he played was really emulated around them. And I really, you know, I knew the band, I had heard them a bunch, but, I wasn't familiar really with their records at all. And the guy didn't work out because that sound really didn't work at all with the band that we were at the time. But it kind of got me more interested in really listening to it and hearing it. And I ended up meeting the Jesus Lizard. I worked at a record store back then in Kalamazoo called Repeat the Beat, back when there used to be a walking mall in Kalamazoo. Rest in peace to the walking mall. We won some contest when they put out their first record on Capitol Records. And we got to go out to a racetrack outside of Chicago and meet the band and hang out with them. And we actually had a blast. They were real jerks at first, but we broke them down after a while. So we had a blast at that. We went to the show the next night. It was kind of a mess. I think he walked out on stage and greeted the people from Capitol Records and then mentioned that it was the beginning of the end of the Jesus Lizard, which it was. And I remember going to the bathroom and seeing Steve Albini in there after Yao pointed him out and was like, "Look, everybody, there's Steve Albini." And then Albini was in the bathroom complaining about how he wished he was run over by a bus, but he was the one talking about it, so I think he liked it. He's kind of a, you know, he's a much more egotistical person, I think, than he lets off. Just like me and Flu Shot.
Yeah, I liked Wu-Tang a little bit better than Jesus Lizard, but I do like going weird on a guitar. So when they were like, all you got to do is go big and go loud and make it fun for everybody, I was like, I can do that.
But they're a great band. But, you know, it's weird for us because, you know, we derived the name from it. It's spelled L-I-Z-E-R-R-D, and the E-R-R came from Flu Shot and the MVP, Lady Killer, Larry Johnson. We're in a band called And so we kind of, you know, it was just kind of a joke name and whatever. And, you know, it makes sense to stick with it. But I don't think we really sound like the Jesus Lizard at all, you know. I mean, I think you could probably tell that we like them, knowing the name and, you know, hearing what we play. But I don't think we sound any more like them than we do, you know, any other band. We like a lot of other bands just as much, you know. It's not necessarily our favorite at all. It's just something that was going to be fun to do, and then it kind of spurred something fun for us. So we're not trying to be the Jesus Lizard or anybody else. We're just being five guys making noise and having fun.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. I would tend to agree on most of the music, but I actually, when I hear Do It Again, I actually do hear some Jesus Lizard in there.
Really?
The style, yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. It's the earlier stuff, like the stuff that came out before 94.
Yeah, and that was the first song that we wrote as a band when we were still playing those Jesus Lizard songs, so mm-hmm. it might make sense. I mean, at the time we wrote that, we were probably practicing five or six Jesus Lizard songs and then working on that one at the time. So
it was inevitable that it would kind of bleed through a little
bit.
Yeah,
yeah. But we like all sorts of stuff. I think we all listen to music that, you know, I listen to old people music, mostly Jim Croce, Cat Stevens, James Taylor. Well, stuff that makes me like introspective and, you know, think about life.
Well, even if you don't like them musically, though, they were always really a great live band. I mean, they always got the crowd going.
For sure.
Especially David Yow.
Big energy, big energy. And if there's one thing that we have in common with them is that, you know, we're interested in having a good time and pushing the limits and maybe beating ourselves up a little bit. But it's all in fun. It's to me, music is like a contact sport. It's my football. It's my chance to get out, you know, and play tackle with the kids in the neighborhood. And people who don't like it, they usually scoot back a few feet because they don't want to get sweated on or spit on or me falling on their feet and untying their shoes if they're not looking. So.
Hey. That's Brothers. What it's all about. I've Brothers. Been there. I've been witness to that.
I didn't untie your shoes, did I?
No, you all didn't right. untie my shoes.
One time, Paul from All the Wild Children tied my shoelaces together while I was playing guitar. I'm going to get you back, Paul. I'm going to get you.
Well, you might get that chance on Saturday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Why don't we do another one?
All right. We're going to do It Again again. Now, this next one's called Crumble and Fall. It was the original prophecy of Lizard when we crumbled and fell. And then
do it again.
These are out of order. See, it should be Crumble and Fall and then do it again. But, you know. This one's for our moms and everybody out on Green Farms Pool, my in-laws, Butters, my niece and nephew, my lovely wife, Celeste.
hey,
get a room.
Sorry, this is radio. Can't, no kissing, right?
What?
Right. You guys gonna play or what?
We'll be right back. gonna crumble and fall.
Live in the studio on WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the band Lizard. All right, so you guys got a show tomorrow in Kalamazoo?
Yep, at a new place called Shakespeare's Pub. It's downtown. I used to live in Kalamazoo myself, and that's where that first band I played in was from around there, and I still, believe it or not, have connections from Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo from back then, and old pal Kevin Kiefer from up in Grand Rapids booked this show for us down in Kalamazoo. We normally play at Papa Pete's because my old roommate Yorgo, his family owns that place, so he's a manager, but we got asked to play this other place, so we're gonna check it out. It's supposed to be pretty sweet, I guess.
Everyone I've talked to that is from there says, they're like, you're playing there? Awesome. So even though it's lower level, either level, we'll take it.
Yeah. You playing with any bands that we'd recognize?
We're playing with a band from Kalamazoo called The Reptilian. Oddly enough, our names go together, I guess. But they've been playing around Kalamazoo for a few years. They're really good, but we don't know them. And we're playing with Burned or Buried, which is Leighton Mann, who was Chapstick, who, you know, that was his band to start with, and also played in the Meat Men. He lives out in Chicago now, and he plays in Burned or Buried with some folks. At least one of them used to be in a band called Quatretet, and played with them years ago at the Elbow Room. But Burned or Buried and Leighton, they're coming to Kalamazoo and then playing here at Smalls with us as well, and they're an awesome band. They got a record coming out soon, and you know what's good for you, and you like rock and roll, you'll probably be there to see them.
Along with Snake Wing and All the Wild Children, right?
Yep. Snake Wing's another awesome band. Really great guys, and we just kind of getting to know those guys. But they're an incredible band live. Awesome, lots of energy, and great stuff. Really, really good band. We're always excited to play with those guys.
Okay. So, any shows you can talk about beyond this weekend? Do you have anything else coming up?
That's a good question.
We're playing in July at Crossroads with my pal Vale, who are buds of ours as well. And got a show at Touch of North America in August. We're really looking forward to. Summertime, I try to go out of town and camp and do stuff like that as much as possible, and we're all kind of in and out, so we don't have as many shows for the summer, but we're going to do a weekend in July, which will be like Ipsy, Saginaw, and maybe Lansing, and then some August stuff, and then in September getting back to kind of regular playing. We're playing the New Way Bar and on the 13th, and then working on some other stuff. Yeah, we should be pretty active this fall.
Okay, cool. Now, other than physically getting a copy, like going down to the show either tomorrow if you're in the Kalamazoo area or Saturday at Smalls, is there any other way for our listeners to get your music if they're interested?
Yeah, not really. I mean, we're putting up like one song at a time on Bandcamp for people to listen to. But, you know, lots of people put out records, and I've been on the fence about it for a while. Some of my old bands put out vinyl, and you know, it takes a long time to get it. It costs more money than putting out a CD or just putting something out digital. The process is grueling, and many a band break up in the process, you know. And So, you know, I guess we kind of felt like if we're going to put all that work into it and wait and put it out on vinyl, then we want people to hear it on vinyl. So if you don't have a record player, you are out of luck, at least for a while. Maybe eventually it'll be available to download, but right now we're not. We're really just distributing it via the record. And if people want to hit us up through Facebook, like after the release weekend, we'll accept PayPal and send them a copy or whatever, but I'm mm-hmm. also allergic to the post office, so you might not get it right away.
Yeah. Well, I see what a lot of people are doing now that with their releases. You buy the LP and you want that, but then it comes with like a free digital download code.
Yeah, and that's great, but 9 out of 10 people probably never put the needle on the record, you know. Mm. They just listen to it that way, and that's cool. I mean, get your music out there any way you can, and obviously there's people who are listening probably who are thinking, what a bunch of idiots, why would you only put your record out on record? But maybe that's also part of,
it's
you know,
where we're
our little club.
With the whole
you
thing
know,
right now.
Ghost Family, so. And you know, just... It's meant for certain people. It's not these songs, the record in this band, it's not really meant for widespread public consumption. It's more for us and for our friends and like-minded individuals. We don't mind if anyone wants to come, but we get a lot of people who, you know, say things like, hey, why don't you ever tell me to come to a show? Or, well, you know, like my kids' friends' parents and stuff like that. And it's like, well, because it's not for them, really. I mean, if they were into this kind of music, then they would know about Lizard already, so I wouldn't have to invite them, you know?
Okay, that makes sense. All right.
What a jerk!
It's all good, man.
So the next song we're going to play is called One of Us, and Jimmer's guitar is awesome on it. These guys are great. No, it is the title of the record comes from this song. And, yeah, that's what it is. One of us. You're all one of us, no matter what you have done. Young Slack.
Nobody wants to run.
live in the studio, the band Lizard here on WHFR.FM, the station Making Waves, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College here in Dearborn, Michigan. It's the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, as always. Live music every week. Best in local stuff. All right.
Can't think about Henry Ford without thinking of my grandpa, who passed away a couple years ago, but he came over on the boat from Italy when he was a youngster and eventually worked his way up from coal mines to welding jobs to working at Ford. And he was real proud of that, coming from where he did and being part of the Industrial Revolution here. Yeah, it's good to be down here. It's a big part of history here.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah, you are.
All right.
Yeah, you are, Anthony.
Okay, so
these guys are saying I'm history. You guys kicking me out? I'm not that big of a jerk.
Are you ready, Evan?
Mom. Mom, pick me up at Henry Ford, please.
Have you just been replaced, Anthony?
Apparently. I'll be back.
It's all good. It's all good. So, yeah, this place just celebrated, what, its 60th anniversary, I think, the college?
Oh, yeah. Congrats. Awesome.
78. Oh, 78. Oh, time 78? Flies.
78?
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
All right.
I think Scott just had an 18-year brain lapse there.
It happens once in a while, you know. I can't help it. What year is this again?
Happens to me, too. Happens to the best of us, Scott.
Yeah, it does. Well, I grew up in the 70s, so you know how that worked out.
Yeah. I tried to do that in the 90s, but it ended the same way.
Same results. Okay, so once again, for case people are just tuning in, Lizard, live in the studio. You got a show coming up in Kalamazoo tomorrow.
Yeah.
At, what is it,
Shakespeare's Pub?
Pub?
Lower level.
Oh, so it's got two levels?
Apparently it has two levels. They put us in the basement where we belong.
So if you go there and you're on the top floor, look around a little bit more. Yeah. Just keep looking.
Yeah.
We'll
maybe
be there.
Maybe just use your nose and you can follow it. And
Oh, yeah.
We'll be the ones heavy drinking with, not heavy drinking. Well, Red Bull and then heavy mouth breathing. Mm-hmm. That'll be us. All.
He's a really nice
guy. All steamy windows everywhere we go. Yeah.
And then Saturday is the big one at Smalls.
Big one at Smalls. Shout out to Smalls. Thanks for having us, Melody, Dave, Mike. We appreciate it. We really like playing there. We play there kind of almost every time we've played there probably has been with the Amino Acids one way or another.
Another great
Scott
band.
As well and Hype Ignition. Mm-hmm. Love you, brother. And he's a ghost family surrogate for sure. But yeah, we've played there quite a few times with them. Scott puts on a lot of shows there, like 10 or 12 band mixers kind of. So we've gotten to do that quite a few times, but I'm pretty sure this is our first time we will have our own show.
Headlining and everything.
At Smalls. But we're really looking forward to it. There's a lot of stuff going on, you know, as always, any weekend, you know, you book a release show months in advance. And as the weeks go by, you see like, 5 other shows you'd probably go to if you weren't playing that night, you know? But I think that's something that's, you know, a good thing about Detroit, you know? It's a positive thing about Detroit that there truly are a lot of good bands around. There's a lot of good venues. There's a lot of people who go out and appreciate live music. And, you know, for lack of a better term, there's a lot of competition. You know, you could call it community as well. And normally people act in a community-minded way. There's some really cute bands out there, you know, but most of them are pretty good, you know. So we're fortunate to be able to play the places that we do with the bands that we get to play with, and we're really, you know, we're doing what we want to do. We're exactly where we want to be, and that's a good feeling to have. There's not a lot of opportunities in life where you really can just put your aim for a goal and get there pretty much right away. And some people might think that's crazy if this is our goal, but as a band, we're having a blast, and you know, we're starting to write new songs. We're gonna premiere one this weekend at Smalls, and then we'll be working on a new record, you know, as quick as we can, basically the songs for another one. I don't really like playing the same thing over and over all the time, and I know these guys are itching for some new songs as well, so This is the first band I've ever been in where I wasn't kind of expected to put songs together more, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a nice feeling watching these guys put stuff together. They're a great band, and even if I weren't singing with them, I would think that they're awesome and want to check them out for sure.
So it's definitely more of a collaborative thing then.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
The next song we're gonna do was one of the newer ones. It's called "Be Here Now." The ties into the cover art and also kind of ties into the song "One of Us" a little bit as well. So I don't know if any of you out there have read the book "Be Here Now," but if not, grab a glass of orange juice and put on Whipping Post and start reading.
We'll have to talk about that book for a second after you play this song.
For sure.
Okay.
Emotionally or cerebrally, but actually physically touched by that song or by us during that song, if you make it out. It's weird being in here. We got one song left and I haven't rolled on the floor. I don't feel like I have to take a shower right away.
I do.
Don't have to go, you know.
Well, next time we'll have to make a little more room for you, then you can do that.
Not enough rusty nails on the floor in here for us, though, you know.
Yeah, there's a liability issue there. I guess we couldn't do that then.
We take all claims very serious.
We do.
We document them and process them. All right.
So, yeah, tell me a little bit about that book. What is that? Be Here Now?
Oh, yeah, Be Here Now. You know, I don't know if Ram Dass wrote the whole thing or if he just did part of it. And I don't know, you know, I'm trying to be careful with my words. It was a group of psychologists and thinkers, and I think in the late 60s they got together. And I have to check that the date out on that, but they got together in a room and opened a lot of doors and got pretty deep into the mind, and they drew some stuff out. I mean, it really is something to behold. You got to check it out really for yourself. But back when I was in high school, I was probably like 15 or 16, and a good friend of mine found a copy of it at some like used bookstore. And as kids, we like or teenagers, we used to consult the book very often. You really got to check it out, Scott, for sure. And anybody out there, if you just look up like Google, Be Here Now, I think there's somewhere that somebody has scanned it in on a PDF, and you can actually see like the drawings and words and stories that are written out in that. And it's pretty amazing. I mean, lots of it is, you know, hippie BS kind of, but it's it is genuine, you know what I mean? It's okay. It's not a joke, you know. And it's a great book. The artwork for our cover, which was done by Nathaniel Shannon, who is a Michigan transplant living out in New York City. He's a photographer. NathanielShannon.com is his website. We kind of modeled the artwork after kind of our own version of the cover of the book Be Here Now. So if you look at our artwork and look at Be Here Now, it is that's where we derived the inspiration for that one from. So, you know, we're a pretty heavy band. We get crazy and confrontational sometimes and rough, but you know, I would say we're not monodimensional. I think we are interested in all sorts of different stuff, music wise, literature wise, art wise. So yeah, rather than a bloody knife or something scary, we chose to go in another direction with our art. So yeah, hope you guys like it.
Okay. So that's Be Here Now. I'll have to look that up.
Yep. Okay. Been here all the time. You're already there, Scott.
Have been for a long time. Yeah. He's got me pegged.
There's a bill collector calling on my phone. Can I take this? Just
kidding. Don't take it.
I'll call you back, Wells Fargo. Home mortgage.
And any other.
Jeez, can't you tell I'm busy? Aren't you listening to WHFR FM?
That's right.
Sounds very specific what you just said. There was a lot of details. So.
But yeah, to all our friends out there who are listening, JT, if you're still out in your car, in Ypsilanti, love you, buddy. And you know, things have changed a little bit in Ypsilanti. The landscape has changed over the last few months. Our home base, Woodruff's, is now closed. And that was kind of the continuation of people who had taken over the Elbow Room and then Savoy and then Woodruff's. And it's the place that I've done my Ipsy Fests at, and probably the place that we've played the most shows. I'm pretty sure we played there as much or more than anyone else. And we actually were the last band to play on that stage at Woodruff's, which is now seating at the wonderful Maze Restaurant. Hi, Jill and John. But yeah, things have changed a little bit. We're, you know, finding a new home. But Ipsy's Ipsy, you know, it's for real. It's the same wherever you go. Put a box around us and get us together, and it's always the same feeling, in my opinion. And that could be a good thing or a bad thing, but to us, mostly good. So shout out to Ipsy in Detroit, GF4L, everybody.
So where are you going to play in that area now, though?
We played our last show at Crossroads, and it went well. And we're playing there again in July with My Pale Veil, and that's probably going to be the place for now. It's not really big enough to have multiple stages, so I'm kind of SOL on the
festival thing.
The festival thing, so not sure how we're going to work that all out. I'm kind of in the trying to decide what I'm going to do with that right now. But yeah, I mean, it's a good place, and it's they're trying hard to be accommodating to bands, And, you know, they're doing a decent job. Some people have, you know, their own personal feelings about it, but our friend Scott from Snafu, holler to Snafu, they're a great band from Ipsy, but when I asked him to play at Crossroads with us, I think he said something to the extent of, why don't you just play in a dumpster? And I'm like, well, if you got a power outlet in a dumpster, I mean, isn't that where rock and roll bands play sometimes? And I'm not afraid of it, so... you know, we'll make the best out of any venue, but that's not to talk down Crossroads, because they're doing some work and fixing up the place and being really accommodating. So
real good food.
You know, we appreciate it. And yeah, the Ipsy will always be rocking and rolling, so we're not worried about that. We'll always find a place to be.
Okay, good luck with that for sure.
You sound sarcastic with that, Scott.
I didn't mean it
mean that
way.
Genuinely,
I did.
Okay, thank you. Thank you then. Ah, oh, buddy. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
We really do. And it took us a little while to get it together, to get a date down, but we appreciate you letting us come out and play these songs and let everyone know about our record. Again, it's coming out this weekend. We're playing Saturday at Smalls with Snake Wing, Burned or Buried, and All the Wild Children.
All of them.
It's going to be a wild ghost family roller coaster of a night. I'm sure of that. And we want you to be part of it if you want to be part of it. And, we're going to play one more song for you guys here today. We've already almost used this hour, so that's cool. This song's called Feels So Good. It's a shout out to the Ghost family, which, yeah, feels so good. It does feel good. Usually this is the time of the show, like towards the end, where I'm just trying to soak it all in. And I don't mean everything that's spilled on the floor with my shirt. I mean actually soak in the time, you know, and like, you know, think of it. Remember it. So I'm going to try to do that again right now. I'm taking mental selfies in WHFR studio.
There you go.
I love myself. The best.
Don't surprise. They say they'll stick around until the bitter end.
All right. Once again, live in the studio, Lizard on WHFR.FM.
That's Lizard for
you. All right. I tell you what, gentlemen, we are shy a little bit. Why don't, if you don't mind, just do it again, and then we'll fade out at the start of the hour and go on to the next thing. Is that all right?
All right. Do it again. Again. This one's for Sean Clancy. Hey, Sean, I have your favorite shirt on.
No.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.FM. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.